Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Subscribe to the SB Nation NFL show to make sure you don't miss conversations like this one.
My lock of the week is the Bills. +3.5.
Whoa.
Yeah. I think that the, you know, the Eagles are just a lucky team, man. They don't even deserve to win these games. They're not even that good. I mean, 9-1. Who cares? They're not a good team. Anyway, I do think that this is going to be a very competitive game. It does make me a little suspicious. I'm falling into a trap because it feels like this should be a standard 3. I mean, you have to like that extra half point. You think this could be a game that potentially goes to overtime. There's a decided by a field goal. So that half point is good. I like the Eagles. I think the Eagles can win. But I do think if I'm getting this many points, I have to go with the points, in part because this is like the ultimate. They're like, I think you coined it, RJ. The Bills are kind of like the bizarro Eagles in a way, and where they're, you know, point differential and their DVOA, all that stuff looks a lot better than their record, where the Eagles, it's kind of the other way around. So I think maybe you see that even out against each other, and Bills kind of figured things out after a rough stretch against a bad Jets team, but still a step in the right direction for them. Eagles did a good job of taking away Travis Kelce. That's all cool and well and good, but they also didn't really have to worry, as we saw, against the Chiefs receivers as much, whereas the last time, you know, the Eagles played a top receiver like they did against CeeDee Lamb, that was a big problem for them. So I think Stephon Diggs should have a big game in this one. Eagles could just slip up because football is weird. They've won a lot of one-score games. So I think it's easy to lean with the Bills here. I'll take the Eagles to win, but the Bills will cover.
Yeah, I'm going to pick the Eagles here. It's interesting that you're picking the Bills for sure. And the Bills are fighting for their playoff lives. But I just think we see this week after week with the Eagles that they can not put their best performance out there. And at the end of the day, they've just got more talent than everybody else does. And that wins them games. And I think this could easily be that same kind of game here. I think a player to watch who probably isn't getting enough hype right now for the Bills is wide receiver Khalil Shakir, who's a second year, fifth round wide receiver from last year. And he's been coming on lately. He had an 80-yard touchdown last week, and the Eagles haven't been particularly good against slot wide receivers. So I think he's a player to watch in this game because it should be a good matchup for him. And I think he's legitimately better than Gabe Davis if they would just give him more targets. But at the end of the day, I think that the Bills defense is still just too banged up to totally shut down the Eagles offense. AJ Brown coming off of a terrible game, his worst game of the season, had 8 receiving yards. Like, he's due for a big game, and this is a big matchup. So I think the Eagles will still pull this thing off.
You can hear the rest of this conversation by subscribing to the SB Nation NFL show wherever you get your podcasts.